Have you guys ever read Time magazine?
Are
you
I'm a subscriber. Yeah. I love it.
So am I. Mine came through yesterday. Might have been kicking around in the bottom of the pile for a while, but I opened it up yesterday.
So Time magazine, tell me, what is it? I've never...
It's current affairs, does right across the world, but it's very, very, very good. Whatever's happening at the world at the moment, the biggest things in the world, well, they're oftentimes, you know, they're first...
fantastic journos, fantastic photos.
And they're first there. Like, you know, if you want to know what is happening somewhere in the world, you want the inside knowledge, the best journos, mate, they find it.
Okay,
so that magazine came through, and I picked up something from the Gottman Institute, which is a book called Dr. John Gottman. And the Gottman Institute is basically something that looks at stuff, MG, at a really deep level.
Okay.
Right? And it's trying to work out exactly what's going on in certain things in the world.
It's like the grill team in many ways.
It's very exactly. It's probably the absolute opposite to the grill team, would say.
Let's give it a go.
Anyway, the Gottman theory on relationships and marriage. Mm-hmm. And he's calling it the Four Horsemen. Now, how do you know if a couple are going to split up? You know, sometimes you're at a barbecue or you're going out. Over a period of time, you go, oh.
Isn't it funny? You get a sixth sense.
You get it.
Even at a wedding, you do.
At the actual wedding?
Absolutely, you do.
Yeah, so they're not looking real good.
You think, I just don't think that's going to work out, or she's really, whatever. So
it's the Four Horsemen of it's a marriage apocalypse.
That's exactly right. Okay, so these are the four things, boys. Criticism.
Okay.
So if you're sitting here and you're thinking your relationship's going along well, if you have any of these four horsemen, you might be in trouble. Or if you've got all four of them, probably you're toast. Okay, criticism. Complaints are fine, because we get complaints all the time from our loved ones. But criticism is the key. It attacks the person, not their behaviour. Okay, so ticking any boxes here?
No.
You get there sometimes and, you know, Angus, you haven't taken the garbage out. Like, that's mild stuff.
That's
she's talking about, come on, mate, can you...
Just lift your game, buddy.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and,
it's
and you're right,
that's
Gus.
A complaint.
What I look at when you hear about criticism, when you see one person actually start to go at the other person, and the other person, you can see them almost, you know, they sort of sink.
Yeah,
and
they do.
That makes them feel inferior. That's for me. I go, that ain't going to last, because they're going to get sick of that.
That's exactly. They're shriveling up. Okay.
You know what you can be guilty of, though, doing it in a funny or trying to make it fun way? Maybe it's a bit passive aggressive. Like, we're at Luna Park on Sunday and Georgie didn't want to go on the Dodgem cars.
Yeah.
I said, come on, Georgie, it'll be fine. It's just like you're driving in real life. Like,
that's fine.
Is that like passive aggressive?
That is slightly passive aggressive, but you said it in a way, and she knows you're a funster. She knows that's probably sweet. Yeah,
but it's true.
Someone you criticise somebody, like say at a barbecue in front of other people, imagine what they're saying to them behind closed doors.
I know.
That's a big no-no.
There you go. Number two in the Four Horsemen is contempt. Name calling, eye rolling, sneering, mockery, hostile humour. It's the worst of the Four Horsemen. It's poisonous to a relationship, and it's virtually impossible to come back from that.
You're going to get into that, babe. Yeah, I'll just reverse park. Oh, God. I only get to live once.
The next one, defensiveness. Defensiveness is really a way of blaming your partner. You're saying, in effect, the problem isn't me, it's you. Defensiveness just escalates the conflict, which is why it's so deadly.
We all get a bit defensive, don't we, sometimes?
And if you're a little bit tired as well, it can happen. But as a general rule, it tends to be bagging the other person when, in fact, it's you that has to lift the game. Is that any other boxes being ticked here?
We're all
looking okay.
I think people who listen to this will say shouldn't get alarmed, because you get there's a tiny smidgen of it in every relationship.
That's true.
But when it becomes the norm.
Yes, every single day, and you hate getting home and that sort of thing. You drive home and you see the wife's car in the garage and you give it the,
drive around the block 30 times.
I just wanted to have a bit of time to myself. Stonewalling. Tuning out, disengaging. This doesn't just remove the person from the conflict, it ends up removing them emotionally from the relationship. And this is the absolute kicker, boys. The stonewalling, where you're not actually being intimate and you're not being supportive and loving, holding hands, hugging, and that type of stuff.
That all seems like the Four Horsemen to really tell you exactly that. That's a no-brainer. If you're not being intimate with your wife or your lover, it's over.
It's really interesting. Yesterday, my wife was desperate to go to the accountant. She wanted to go. No. Actually, she just wanted to go to the movies. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm a little tired, but I'll go. And I said, why? She goes, because I like it, because it's my opportunity where you sit there, you're relaxed, I'm relaxed. And do you know what? We sat down in the seats, the kickback, in the grand
Warriewood. How good are those seats?
Well, to be honest, I paid for the normal ones and we just went up there. So it was
no, you
cinema.
Didn't. Shush. You're not allowed to do that.
Can you climb up the back into the gold class thing?
No, but you can walk there because there's only seven rows and then the next row is just normal Mi'kmaq seats.
Anyway, but you know what she did? She laid down, held my hand and went to sleep.
See?
And then she said, what was the movie like? And I went, great. Fantastic. She goes, we should see it again. We're going again today. We're going to go see a girl on a train today. Because
also another good film, but not as good as Gone Girl.
It's
but
the
similar.
Opportunity, isn't it? I think there's so much that goes on, go on in our lives.
Yes.
Movies are the opportunity to sit there
for
and
a bit of intimacy. Take a breath. So there you go, the Four Horsemen.
Plenty coming up on the grill team after 8:30. I think
we're all good.
A few ticks here, maybe.
How long have you been married for? I mean, Paige's a recent.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I'm 22 years come December 10.
Yeah. I'm 23.
I'm 21. So I think we're locked in.
Yeah, we're probably done and dusted.